It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Three words for you, folks. Season 6 Endgame. Okay, that last word's probably a compound word, two in one, but who's counting? We're talking about In Your Face Wrestling's anniversary show, Season 6 Endgame, on Saturday, November 3rd in Boston Spa, New York. We already know we'll be seeing the IYFW New Breed champion, Liam McFerrin, defend his title against three-time IYFW Tag Team champion, Loverboy Ricky Williams, and that incredible Anything Goes four-way, the final four-way for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship in the main event. Well, I've got some more information for you about that show. First of all, another match has been signed, and matter of fact, I kind of alluded to this in the previous interface. We will see, for the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Championships, Pure Dynamite defend against Team RPG. Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket are 3-0 as a tag team, and they have earned their tag team title shot on November 3rd. But Pure Dynamite proved themselves to be fighting champions back at Vengeful to the Core when they defeated the much larger challenge of Super Beast and Super Cop Dick Justice. That should be a great tag team title match at the anniversary show. And now I can confirm something to you that I've been hinting about for the past few editions of the interface, and it's the right to fight. I've been getting a lot of emails about this. Joey, people ask me, Joey, what is this about? What does it mean? When's it going to happen? Well, the right to fight refers to a contract that an in-your-face wrestler can win in a match where they will have the right to fight any champion they want in IYFW at any time. They can go after the New Breed title, they could grab a partner, go after the tag team titles, or go after the big one, the main prize, the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. However, there is one big provision with the contract. It cannot be invoked after a champion has already defended their respective title on a given evening. So it can't be cashed in, so to speak. It must be done beforehand. But that's what the right to fight is, the right to fight contract. Now, how is it going to be decided? It's going to be a gauntlet match. That's right. Several men will go into this contest. Two start out wrestling one-on-one. Once one is pinned, another man joins the fray. Until one man left standing, he will get the right to fight contract. And when's this going to take place? I'm so glad you asked me that. It will be at Season 6 Endgame. The Right to Fight Contract Gauntlet match has been signed for that event. Who's going to be in it? Unfortunately, I don't have that information yet, so I'm going to try to find out for you very soon here at IYFWrestling.com. Speaking of this website, you're going to want to keep tabs on this website, along with following us on Twitter and liking us on Facebook, because we're going to be hearing from a lot of in-your-face wrestling competitors. We should be hearing from every person in the main event. Pierre the Beast Vachon, the current champion, the Pillar Roman Dominguez, the Force from the North Vigo, and the icon of in-your-face wrestling himself, Drake Evans. Also, we should be hearing from the Wolf CJ Scott about his brother Damon Ravage. We've already heard from the Dark Pony JP Black, a very confusing situation going on there. And recently we've seen comments from Good Lord Willing about Chip Stetson, who we also hear will be getting word from him very soon at this website as well. So you're going to want to keep track of us on Facebook, on Twitter, and at this website. That's going to do it for this edition of The Interface. We'll be talking more soon about Season 6 Endgame. You've got to get your tickets right here at this website through the merchandise section. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.